lots would they put them in? I mean, was the lot very big or?
They would try to put them in according to the number of sizes they had, and then afterwards they would cut them out. Maybe, of course, they didn't have the pens to do this with so many cattle, but they would cut them out in two or three different pens and have each size, you know, more or less. Just make some of them larger and some smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take these, and when he would start to ship, well, he would go into one pen and he would cut out maybe 25 to 32 head according to the size, and
mm-hmm.
put it in the car, and they would spot another car and keep right on until they got it. Maybe they'd be there 8 or 10 hours loading cattle
mm-hmm.
on this here and taking them to getting ready for the shipment.
How have things changed now?
Today, well, the trucking industry has taken over the cattle business,
mm-hmm.
and the trucks go to the ranches, picks up the cattle, and takes them to the markets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the Callahan Ranch down here,
how big is that ranch?
About 100,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly, but
mm-hmm.
approximately. And down there, well, they have their own trucks, and they take these calves, and when they get to a certain stage, why they, well, most of them are weaning, they take them to California in their own trucks. They have these triple-deck trucks,
mm-hmm.
and they load them out, and that way, they used to take them a train. When they took them a train, they would have to unload them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a law that you could have to take the cattle 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
and after 24 hours, you'd have to unload them unless you got a special permit. They usually got a special permit and took them to Berlin, New Mexico, went by the
mm-hmm.
Santa Fe, around that way, and then have to unload them and let them rest up there all night, and take them into the feedlots.
Why would they make you unload them?
To rest. After 36 hours standing up in a car and jolting them around and everything, and they had to water them and feed
mm-hmm.
them, you see. And now with these trucks, within 36 hours, that's a minimum federal law that you can't keep them over 36 hours without rest. Now with these trucks, why, they put them into California in less time than 36 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then they come back and ready for another load.
Why are they taking to California now instead of the Midwest?
They take them to California because the cattle today are all cattle that are fed,
mm-hmm.
fed cattle. They have, out in California, you know, they have those fields, possibly this is not, they have the fields that they grow alfalfa on, grow vegetables, and when the vegetables, after 3 years, they have to switch to a crop like alfalfa that will open up the soil because it becomes this water getting on, it gets so hard that they,
mm-hmm.
and that puts the humus in the soil, the roots of the alfalfa, and they have to grow it, and there's lots of alfalfa, and they take the cattle out there on account of that feed being there available, and then they have to ship in their concentrates and things and feed
mm-hmm.
them grain and maybe soybean meal, cottonseed meal, or whatever
mm-hmm.
they have available, and feed them out and put them on the market.